This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I thought it would be fun to do a combination of finishing up the Q&A from last week and then also a Christmas wish list gift idea segment.
Yeah, we felt bad about having a short episode last week and not getting through all of your guys' questions, so we still have some that we can go through. We'll probably jump into our weekly spotlights first, our book updates and catch up and just like life catch up stuff, and then we'll jump back into questions and then finish off with kind of our Christmas wish list stuff for this year. Ideas that we've had, ideas you guys might like, just kind of talking about
or just what like trends we've seen, even then, if you like, it's going to be like a common wish list item this year. Maybe our thoughts on them.
Okay, so starting off with our weekly spotlights, unless yours is different than mine, which I don't know if it is or not.
Probably not.
And I know this is boring because this was our preemptive spotlight last week because we were talking about how we were so excited to go to trivia that night. I didn't do a whole lot this past week, so that was probably still my spotlight. It was just nice to be able to go back because we hadn't been in a while. And
here, I have another spotlight, but okay. We can talk about trivia first and then we can get into my spotlight.
First of all, Sierra and I did very poorly. Well, there's two rounds. One round we did like halfway decent. Second round we got second to last place, so...
But we never just two girls.
We never go to win, though.
We are simply two girls. Although it's funny because, so you see like a leaderboard of like everyone's team names and stuff. And like for the past however many months that we've like gone to this trivia place, there's always like, you know, a couple of key teams that are always at the top. And I swear there's one team that's like literally just two people. That like they're like, always like in the top three.
And people always say like then they have to be cheating. But like I kind of like, I just don't think so.
I just feel like if you're that committed to trivia, like you're not. Like, you're not there to cheat every week. Like, why are you going and doing trivia every week if you're just cheating?
And, like, maybe that's just, like, us being too naive and, like, expecting good from people. But, like,
it's I just like, why bother? Think, you know? Yeah.
Like, the whole point of trivia is just, like, go and see what you know. And, like, I know there's prizes and stuff, but, like, I just don't see it. I feel like at that point, like, when you're doing that well and, like, you're always, like, winning every week, like, you and, like, the person who's, like, hosting and doing the show, like, you kind of, like...
You know each other.
You know each other. Like, it'd be really rude of you to, like... be sabotaging the show, the game, whatever.
So yeah, we probably gonna do that again on Monday. It's just like Sporkle trivia. If you guys have Sporkle trivia where you're at, because it's like a nationwide thing that like just different like bars and restaurants and stuff will do it and have it like hosted at their establishment, it's just such a good setup. Like, I've yet to go to a trivia place that is like that, like
it's
easy.
Just like good general trivia where obviously, there can be hard ones, like, do not get me wrong. But there's also some where it's, like, you can do pretty well and, like, even guesstimate, like, some answers.
And, like, the setup is nice. Like we said, we went to trivia at Paws and Pints 2 weeks ago or whatever it was. And it was just, like, random questions, like, every couple minutes. It was, like, speed round, like, very back-to-back.
It was, like, they'd ask the question twice and it was, like, on to the next one. I was, like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And so...
I can't even, like, pay attention to, like, eating my food.
So, it was nice to go back. We got our churro fries again, which I've missed. It was just nice to be back. Anyway, my spotlight that I just thought of was the past two mornings. So it's the weekend when we're recording this right now. And I've been the one getting up with Vegas, like, when he gets up at 6. And I've been taking him on his morning walks. We've been getting in at least a mile usually in the morning now, which is nice. And then, some days we'll try and go for like a second walk at some point. But obviously, I would prefer to not get up at 6 a.m. And so it's kind of a bummer when I get up at 6 a.m. and like we go on our walk, it's fine stuff. And then we come back. And today and yesterday, I got him to nap with me on the couch. And it was like the nap where it's like we were like snuggling. So it's like if he were to move, then like I would have woken up. And so like I wasn't like worried about like, oh, like what if I fall asleep? And then he like gets into something. Like we were like snuggling. So like I think Saturday, my head was like on him, and so like obviously if he would have gotten up, I would have woken up.
Yeah.
And then today it was like big spoon, little spoon. Like I was like, my arms were like wrapped around him. Aww. So then obviously if he would have woken up, then I would have known. And like I think we were asleep for like an hour-ish both times.
Sierra needs that sleep.
And so it's just nice. I don't think I'll be able to like do that during the weekdays like when I'm getting up, because I just wouldn't have time to like get in an actual good nap. But it was nice for the weekend. And, like, yeah. I just, like, lay on my couch today. And it was, like, I just had, like, my AirPods still in for my walk. And so I was just, like, listening to, like, my podcast still. And I feel like listening to podcasts helped me fall asleep. And so just relaxing is good vibes. But then, unfortunately, like, Vegas, like, wakes up. And I'm, like, okay, now we're really waking up, aren't we? It's 8 a.m.
I did end up going on a second date. I'm still undecided.
We can talk about, like, what we talked about in the car
last night. We did a breakfast date this second time through, and so far, like, here's the thing. I'm not getting any red flags, any icks. Like, things are all going fine, you know? But it's been very, like, platonic so far, and I'm just kind of wondering, and this is what I talked about last week, too. It's, like, how many times, how long does this, like, go on before it's, like, okay, I need to, like, either feelings have changed or, like, we need to, like, stop seeing each other. We're still kind of talking here and there, but no plans have been made for a, like, third date or anything, so.
But I was telling Megan that last summer when I was going on, like, however many dates I went on
with this one guy. I think you went on, like, 5.
It was probably more than that.
Okay.
But it was, like, that same thing where it's, like, I have no reason to, like, not keep seeing him. Like, he's nice. He's good looking. Like, on paper, he's, like, everything. Like, checks all the boxes that I, like, envision in my head. But I'm just, like, I just don't really, like, know, like. Like, whatever. This, like, I don't know what this is, you know? Yeah. It's not like I, like, had, like, a huge crush on him or something, like, you know, like, getting butterflies or, like, feeling, like, excited to, like, see him. But I was, like, it's been, like, nice, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I've been telling Megan, I'm, like, just don't end up, like, in the same spot that I was in.
I definitely am kind of, like, I was telling Sierra, I was, like, I almost want to, like, text him and be, like, are you feeling anything? But, like, I know I can't do that because, like, I just need to, like, decide on my own how I'm feeling. And I'm still kind of, like, here's what I'm feeling right now. It's, like, something needs to change. I'd be willing to go on a third date to, like, try one last hurrah of, like, seeing if anything changes. But, like, if not, then, like, probably need to just, like, call it.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a day.
But then Meg and I were also talking, and I think we had mentioned this with, like, the nature of dating apps and, like, going on dates is that you don't have, like, the opportunity to develop some sort of crush on them like you do if you know them in real life. I mean, some people do, like, through texting and stuff, or if, like, they FaceTime.
I kind of feel like, I mean, FaceTime I could get a little bit more, but, like, I really feel like I'm trying to, like, and I saw someone else on, like, TikTok who does, like, get ready with me stuff, and, like, she was talking about dates and stuff, but it's, like, if you spend too much time texting, like, you can develop this false sense of, like, a relationship that's, mm-hmm. like, not really there when you actually, like, are together in person. So I've been trying to, I mean, we're not texting, like, 24/7 all day. It's usually, like, sporadic texts throughout the day, like, but there can be pretty long breaks and, like,
mm-hmm.
So it's been, like, fine. It hasn't been, like, I just have, like, a pen pal, I feel like,
mm-hmm.
Especially because, like, we've still, like, gone and met each other, but I don't like the idea of, like, let's chat for, like, 2-3 weeks and, like, have some really good, deep conversations. Yeah. And then you meet up and it was, like, a complete waste of time.
Either. But then we were also saying, is the issue not with apps themselves and just, like, we haven't met the right person? Because Meg and I have never gone, like, really on a date with someone, like, we met in the wild, you know? Yeah. And so, like, it's very possible, because I've never gone on a date with someone I met in the wild, that, like, you say yes to a date and, like, the same thing happens.
Right.
Where it's, like, it was fine, I don't know, and, like, you develop the same feelings versus, like, maybe I just need to meet, like, the person I'm supposed to date, whether it's an app or real life, and, like, then that's when it clicks.
Yeah.
And so, like, maybe the app isn't even the issue. I don't know.
So, I don't know. This could be the end and the final update, or maybe I'll have more to share I don't know, but
let's make your third day we have him on the podcast. We do an Am I the A-hole?
Yeah.
Reddit review. And then we get to know his inner workings of his mind.
Other than that, also, like, my hinge is, like, dead again. So that's awesome.
Need to go and delete it again.
Because I'm trying to remind myself, like, this is something that I struggled with before. And this hasn't particularly been, like, an issue this time around. But, like, before, I would really feel, like, bad if I was, like, texting or conversing with like multiple people at one time, because I'd just be like, I feel bad,
right? And it's like, why?
So I'm trying to also remind myself that like I am not in a relationship with this person, so if something else were to like come up, like it is okay to talk to someone else. And hopefully Vegas, you cannot hear him snoring, but
but he's actually like sleeping right now, and so like we're really trying to podcast without him being in his crate, which is great. I don't think you guys will be able to hear me.
I don't think so. So we might just continue.
We have to continue. Like, so we're desperate.
Yeah, that's all I have going on in my dating life. Hey, more than nothing, right?
I'm reporting. Now you make me feel bad. I don't have anything to report.
Maybe soon. We'll go in waves. Mine will wrap up next week. You can pick it up.
Yeah, we'll alternate back and forth. When you, okay, question just about dating apps and like how you use them. How often, because I feel like we've talked about our, you know, methods and stuff before, how often do you, like someone versus, like, no, I'll just wait for them to like me and then we'll consider it?
The most, like, when I did, like, the whole reset thing, I feel like that was the most that, like, I had gone through and kind of decided, like, I'm going to like people, because, like, even if it was, like, just, like, looks-wise, I was trying to be, like, let's get this algorithm going in my favor. I feel like, here's the thing, I will always like someone if they, I think they're attractive and there's no red flags or things that I'm kind of iffy about. If there's things I'm kind of iffy about, then I don't really want to like put the brain power in to like make the decision myself.
So you're like, if they come back around.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'll think about it later if you want to circle back to me.
I think one of my matches right now, which like neither of us have said anything, but like it was a fresh match where it's like I was like, I don't know, I'll consider it if he comes back and likes me, and I was like, sure, and no one said anything, so I don't know that anything will come of that. But I was like, it was one of those moments where I was like, you know, if what's the phrase, if you love something, set it free, and if it is meant to be, they'll come back.
Yeah,
that's how I tend to
I will say too, like,
is I'm like, you know what,
and this works like, because how many times, if you do like someone first, do you ever like say anything first to them, or do you just like them and make them say something first?
You overestimate the amount of times that I have liked someone first. Okay. I think that.
Well, here's what I would think. If I like don't know if I actually, well, I know I have done this at least once, but it's like if I'm kind of like, oh, this guy's like if I'm like more than hoping,
you're like, okay, I want a response, then you have to like,
I think you have to put a little bit of effort in, like you can't just be but if it's ever kind of like maybe and we'll see what happens, then I'll probably just like, and then that's probably what they're doing too, and then we're both just like, we don't really care.
Yeah.
But it certainly helps you stand out, like especially like a guy if he like says something like worthwhile.
It's almost like planting a seed. You know how I've talked about feeling bad like not responding to someone who like hits like a mark with you, like we talked about the monk thing, where I was like, oh, like I almost like want to respond. Yeah. If they would have just liked a picture, I'd be like, I don't care.
Right.
You know?
So like it definitely helps you if you like say something. It made me laugh. I don't know if he would have done it to you too, but like there was someone who matched with me but messaged me, and it's something someone we went to high school with, and they're like, is Sierra on here too? Or, like, I think I saw Sierra on here too. And I was kind of like, well, we are both, I didn't respond back to this person, but I was like, well, we are both single, so, yeah.
Right.
And if her name said Sierra, I'm sure you did.
Yeah. I've seen, not anyone that we've, like, known, but I've seen, I think, people saying, like, is there, like, do you have a twin or something? Which I'm like, I have a couple pictures with you. Yeah.
Also, on just kind of a weird, like, that's not a good opening line to, like,
get your with someone. Do you have a sister on here? Like, I don't know.
The answer is yes, then what?
I literally, like, have pictures of both of us on my profile. So, like, if they wanted to scroll and be like, oh, it looks like she's a twin. You know what also is so bad of me?
What?
I've seen a few guys that, like, I can tell, like, they're twins. And I'm like, ugh, I'm not dating a twin. I can't tell if that's, like, because I'm a twin, I'm like, I don't want to date a twin. So many people have, like, you know, tried to, like, plant that, like, in our head of, like, oh my god, it'd be so cute if you, like, dated twins. And I feel bad, like, for having that be not, like, a criteria, but I am just, like, ugh, like, I am not dating a twin. And so I'm, like, I hope that no one, like, has that, like, thought
if well, they're not a twin. Well, you have that because, like, you are a twin, I feel like.
I hope so. I hope it's not just, like, a thought everyone has, because that would not bode well for me in the dating world.
In terms of, do you have anything else to add regarding this current tangent?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so jumping into book updates.
Mark my words, you guys. I'm still reading Demon Copperhead, but it's picking up, and by the next episode, I will be done.
And she hasn't even started her, she's going to do like a beach read, co-read with her current book, and you haven't done that either.
I just feel bad because then I'm like, well, if I'm reading beach read, I could just be finishing Demon Copperhead.
I am still in the middle of reading Caught Up, which I think I was last week, or maybe I talked about finishing Fourth Wing. I'm enjoying Caught Up. I don't like it as much as The Right Move. I don't think it's got like a single dad trope, which is like isn't my favorite. I kind of prefer when there's no kids involved in the romances. I don't like kids involved
either.
But it's nice nonetheless, and like I'm enjoying it, but that's just like that's the storyline.
I need you guys to give me short, good books on Kindle Unlimited, because if I want to get my reading goal,
Sarah Adams, like she is the one to read, and I have physical versions of her books, and there's also
thought about that too, but like I gotta make sure I hit my reading goal. I'm almost considering, usually like the past couple of years I've bumped up my reading goal like on Goodreads, but I just like wonder if I shouldn't do that, because like now having a dog, like it's made it so much harder to just read it. And so I feel like I'm planning on hitting 50 still, but I think maybe I'll just try and hit 50 again, but knowing that it would be still harder to do because of this guy over here that you guys can't see.
Okay. All that being said, I think that we will jump into some more questions, and then we'll end up with the Christmas wish list stuff when we're done with that.
Oh, you have to read all the questions because it will not let me onto the According to account.
Oh, okay. So, first question is, what is your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. I don't feel like I have, like, I feel like day to day I'm like, I read, I watch TV.
Yeah.
Nothing that I'm embarrassed about. Like, I'm trying to think of guilty pleasure TV shows.
I actually, like, I don't do this anymore, but, like, I used to be someone who, like, I would listen to ASMR when I was, like, falling asleep. So that was kind of a guilty pleasure.
That weirds me out because I get so many, like, ASMR TikToker live streams that pop up that I'm like, I, like, hate them.
Yeah. Well.
And so I can't believe that you would, like, actually, like, listen to that and fall asleep.
But I don't do that anymore because I don't know why, but for a while. If you are someone who thinks Christmas should not be celebrated until Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, I have started listening to some Christmas music now.
So. I just learned. Megan told me what Stick Season was because obviously it's...
I mean, I looked it up.
It's Noah Kahan's album, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, what is Stick Season? I've never heard of that before. And do you want to enlighten the people if you don't know?
I just looked it up, and it said that it was the season between the end of, like, finishing up Halloween and before the first snow. So it's, like, the part of fall where everything is just, like, sticks. Barren wasteland. So how did that relate?
I don't know.
I don't think it did. I think you just brought it up.
I definitely popped up for some reason. Okay. Anyway, guilty pleasure. I'm trying to even think of, like, TV shows or, like, YouTubers that I watch that are guilty pleasures. But, like, I don't really have anything.
Everything is normal.
This isn't really guilty pleasure, and I don't watch it that often. But Mayday Air Disasters is a show that I'll watch sometimes. Like, on YouTube, they have a YouTube channel with full episodes. And then on our TV, I have no idea what platform it is that it's on, but it's on one of those, like, random free platforms. And it's literally just each episode is dedicated to, like, a certain air traffic plane event disaster. Can't watch it, though, before I'm traveling and planning
on a plane. Yeah, gotta have, like, a nice break before then.
So.
Next question is recent favorite books.
Kind of 7 Year Slip.
I feel like one of that sticks out to me. I did also really enjoy that book, but I was going to say Recursion by Blake Crouch was another one that kind of like stood out.
It was like, so weird because you mentioned this too, but it felt like it was like two different books.
Yeah. I just really enjoyed it. It was like fun for something different. And like whenever, you know, if I'm thinking about something other than a romance for like a prolonged time, it's probably pretty good. Let me scroll through my
7 Year Slope was so good because I loved the main male character. Like I just like fell in love with him. And I loved the concept. If you ever seen the movie Just Like Heaven with Mark Ruffalo and Reese Witherspoon, it's not the same as that, but it very much gives similar vibes because they're both like two people living in the same apartment and like fall in love. And so different reasons for why they're both in the apartment at the same time.
But I just loved it. Like 7 Year Slip and Recursion are like the two that stick out most in my head. And that's and, like, including I've started ACTAR recently.
And like 7 Year Slip, I gave 5 stars. I think that's like my most recent 5-star romance since Happy Place. And like Emily Henry, we know is going to be like a 5-star probably. So I was very pleased with like just that. I like knew that I was going to like it. Like I just had a feeling because the way everyone talked about it, they like hyped it up. If you like Emily Henry, then you'll probably like this one. But she also had written The Dead Romantics, and I hadn't heard
highly, like,
great things about that book. And I, at this point, I don't think I'm going to read it just because, like, I have such high regard for The 7 Year Slip that I don't want to be, like, disappointed mm-hmm. in The Dead Romantics. But, like, I just loved 7 Year Slip. If you haven't read it and you're looking for a good romance, it had, like, other stuff going on, too, which is why I think it gets, like, that Emily Henry comparison because it was, like, romance, yes, but then, like, a lot of just, like, the main characters and, like, how they're dealing with, like, the past and present of their lives. It was good. I loved it.
Someone else asked, what's one thing about your job or one thing you enjoy about your job and one thing you wish was different?
One thing I enjoy is when I actually like help people meet the goals that like they find meaningful in therapy.
Sarah was telling me about like someone like she had like a very appreciative patient last yeah. week who
so English like is not his first language, she could still like very much understand everything that I was saying. We didn't need a translator or interpreter or anything, but like then him like speaking in English was kind of limited. He could mostly just like understand English, and he had some pretty like not like lofty goals, but like just with his home setup and like how we could get him safely back home, it was like, gosh, I don't know if we're gonna be able to do this. But him and I both worked together to meet all of his goals. There's like some stair goals with his like apartment setup that we had to be able to like navigate. Then initially I was like, I do not know how we're going to get you up these stairs. But we did it and like everything was great. And then like twice during the time that I was working with him, he like had gotten like his like Google Translate out and was just like typing me up like a nice message being like, thank you so much for your help, blah, blah, blah. Like, I wish you the best of luck in your career. And I was just like, wow, that was nice. Thank you.
I would say one of my... like, I echo Sierra's sentiments, but one of the other things that I enjoy most with my job is, like, the flexibility and, like, being able to kind of, like, see patients when I want, and then, like, not usually working 40 hours is kind of nice. Sierra's like, can't relate. And then something I wish was different, I do feel like the, in the same, like, it's kind of part of the setting, it's, like, part of the perks, but also part of the thing that's not so great is sometimes... whether it's because of, like, dementia or just, like, not very high motivation, like, some of the patients aren't always the easiest to work with. Can be for a variety of reasons. Could be, like, medical stuff or could be motivation, could be cognition. But it's hard to educate and provide instruction sometimes on patients who are not able to be receptive to that. So that would be, like, something that I think is challenging, and it's probably, like, if I eventually, like, change settings, like, it's going to be because of that, I feel like.
For me, something that I don't like is probably just, like, the productivity standards that we have to meet, where it's, like, you're supposed to meet, like, X amount of time that you're working is spent, like, during treatment time, and sometimes what your company wants you to put as, like, treatment time isn't, like, what you would consider treatment time. Like, it's just a balance of, like, you know, wanting to do right by your patients, wanting to still like be as efficient as possible, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Next question, when do we like to decorate for Christmas? I feel like if it was not for Vegas, we'd be starting to get stuff out now. We have come to the decision that this year we will not be decorating for Christmas. Like, maybe we'll put some things up that like he couldn't get to.
The tree is not going
up. The tree is not going up this year. First of all, we aren't sure where we would put it because his crate is now in the same place that the tree was at last year. Second of all, it would just be a nightmare with him.
He loves trees.
So, no tree. Maybe we'll put some stockings up somewhere. Like, we do have other like, kind of like knick-knack things we could do, but we haven't pulled anything out yet. So, at any point in time would be okay for me to start decorating.
I'd say we, like, typically, this is, like, without having a dog, it's, like, usually after Thanksgiving or game at any point.
Well, I would or do not before after, Thanksgiving.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm after Halloween.
Yeah. I was like, you're kind of, we just said we were listening to Christmas music and.
You're like, you're kind of backtracking what I just said.
Like, we don't have, like, we're before Thanksgiving Christmas people.
Right.
So that's our plan this year. Someone else asked, this is actually the same person. They asked a lot of questions.
Thank you.
Will you girls be hosting Thanksgiving this year?
No.
No. We have 2 to 3, but one is like not close to Thanksgiving, but our dad's side of the family does a combined Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's going to be like middle of December.
And it's really just Christmas, honestly. Yeah.
So we're doing 2 Thanksgiving celebrations this year. They're both on Thanksgiving. We're doing like a lunch and then a dinner. And Haley is hosting lunch at her and Ashton's house to do stuff like with our dad, because she asked if we could do that instead of going to our dad's. So I'm just here to, you
know, we're flexible,
do whatever. So that's the plan for lunch, and then usually we'll do dinner on our mom's side or dinner at our grandma's, like with our mom's side and like all of our mom's side of the family. So that's the plan for lunch.
We are going to be bringing some food. We have rolls and then dessert. Is that both for Grandma's house?
That's for Haley's.
Oh, we're not bringing anything to Grandma's?
We could, but we have not.
We could maybe make 2 cheesecakes. Here's the thing, though. Because I always feel like I, you know, bring something and then, like, no one else wants what I bring.
We could almost just make 1 cheesecake and like,
shuffle it between houses.
Yeah.
Because when I brought...
Like, it surprisingly was not finished. Didn't we bring the cheesecake last year?
Potentially, which I don't get because this cheesecake is good. So Megan bought some dinner rolls that we're going to bring, and then if you guys are looking for
like
good,
because this person popped off with questions.
If you're looking for a good cheesecake recipe, our mom got this Hershey's dessert cookbook forever ago. Like, it's at least 10 years old, but there's this chocolate chip cookie dough cheesecake that is
really good.
To die for.
And, like, I am not a cheesecake person, but that is a good cheesecake.
So, it's very good. We'll be making that and bringing it along.
You haven't been on any dates this year, have you?
I've been on one. That mall date.
Oh, okay.
Mall walking date.
Someone was asking how many dates we've each been on so far this year. 3.
Look at you go.
Look at me go. And yet, but, you know.
Hey, if you had set a goal, remember, like, a year or two ago, it was last year that I set a date or a goal to go on 3 dates.
I know, there's been many years where I've had a goal and
now,
nothing happened. So
you're meeting, you've met your goal.
I'm like 300% more than that, because like a percentage of 0
is nothing.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Favorite Christmas movie?
The Santa Claus.
Hot take. This is an unpopular opinion, but I hate the movie Elf. And I know that that is like so many people's favorite Christmas movie, but like I just cannot stand it.
I also cannot stand the Polar Express.
There's just something about the way that movie's animated that is bothersome to me. Yeah.
What even are? Do you remember? I feel like we don't watch like a ton of Christmas movies. Like usually, I just like make sure I watch the Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. but remember when The Christmas Prince came out, and like that was like low key good, at least when it came out.
We like loved it when it came out.
And then the second movie was like, why is this all about taxes and stuff? Yeah. I don't care. So I haven't kept up with that, if there's any more movies. And then the Vanessa Hudgens movie that came out. Do you remember that one? The Christmas Switch.
Yeah.
There's like, I think, more movies in that franchise also than I've actually seen.
Someone said, rate the dating apps you've been on from worst to best. Which is kind of interesting.
Here's the thing. Is that, yes, there are like certain features that I like about apps more than others. But you see like pretty much all the same people on all these apps. And like, it's just how you're using them, you know?
I've had Bumble, like, briefly. I hate Bumble. Like, I just, like, I feel like every time, I've given it a try, like, twice, I think.
I think Bumble is just so much like Hinge that I would just rather use Hinge.
Yeah. And also, like, I kind of like when the guy, like, as you were just talking about, I would prefer to almost not be the one making the first move. And I just don't love the interface of that one very much. So that one's, like, I just know, like, the two times I've gotten it, I swear I've, like, had it and deleted it in, like, less than, like, full inactivation of my account in, like, less than 24 hours. Because I'm just, like, this is not working for me. I have had Tinder, but, like, it's been, like, years since I've had that. And the interface is easy. You just swipe right or left. But I feel like it's less conducive to people who are, like, seriously trying to date. So
Bumble, Tinder.
I did even, because I saw, like, a girl promoting her, like, dating app on TikTok, and, like, and the idea intrigued me. I don't even remember what it was called, and I knew when I got it, I was like, this is a beta thing, and, like, we're
not going to
be on here, but I was kind of curious how the app worked anyways, and I don't remember what it was called, but the idea of it was, like, guys, in order to, like, be on the app, had to be, like, invited by a girl, because it was kind of like trusting a girl's opinion or judgment of guys to like get on the app.
It was like Ringleader or something, wasn't it? It was like a circus app.
Something like that. Because the people were called Ringleaders. I don't know if that's what the app was called, but yes. And the idea was intriguing to me. I just was curious how it would work, because then you could also like, you could see who the guy's ringleader was, and then you could also go to like the ringleader's profile to see like what other guys are like vouching for, quote unquote. At the end of the day, like there was not that many people on the app, and so it wasn't really worth my time. I deleted it very quickly, but in theory it could be a good idea, but I also feel like it's not that hard for like any guy to get sent an invite from someone on the app.
It's kind of like you know how Raya is supposed to be like that same thing, and I feel like anyone could like get on Raya if they like knew the right person. I've never been on Raya, so like I'm not saying, but
yeah, you don't have to pay for Raya apparently.
I think so. I would never pay for a dating app. That is for sure. What's the next question?
Favorite YouTubers.
Say Mia Maples.
I kind of feel like we maybe are caught up.
Okay. Mia Maples. Kendall Ray.
The Sorry Girls.
Good Mythical Morning. I like kind of pop in and out whenever an episode
looks
good.
Yes, Theory. I'll usually watch their videos. All of our booktubers, Haley Pham, Sarah Crowley,
Destiny Sidwell,
Rachel Catherine. And then like every once in a while, like the commentator people, like I'll watch a fair amount of like Cody Ko's videos, but like I kind of have to like be in the mood, and I feel like I'll just like watch a bunch in a row.
I watch Brooke Michio. Do you watch any vloggers?
Every once in a while, I go in kind of like a Tara Michelle binge. Otherwise I feel like, oh, I watch like Shelby Church's vlogs and videos, and usually Monica Church as well. That's kind of it. Those are like the main people. If I see something interesting, like I'll watch it, but
yeah. Okay, let's get into our Christmas wish list or gift ideas. All right, so to start off my Christmas wish list, something that I asked for were Align flare leggings.
I'm kind of excited for you. I'm curious.
These are gonna be my first pair of like pretty much any flare leggings. I never like got into the yoga pants trend when that was a big thing when we were in middle school. But I've been seeing people wearing them since last year.
Are they flares or are they like kind of just like a wide leg at the bottom?
Probably more of just like a wide.
You know what? I've also seen like just full wide leg Align pants and they look very comfy and they're not on my list, but those would be like, I could add them because they just seem like it's a nice comfy sweats is like not really what they are, but still. You kind of feel like they're just like you wouldn't work out in them. I don't imagine.
In my lounging pants, throw a sweatshirt on. I feel like this is like the nature of literally every trend ever. But I like when you're like wearing a sweatshirt with like the flare leggings or pants that I've seen, it like balances the look out nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it would fit. Like I also asked for some like mini boots. I like how those look together. Like basically I'm just a basic girl.
Yeah.
That's all I am at the end of the day.
One of the things that I asked for, the first thing on my list is a Baggu bag. And it's just like a very casual bag, but like you're supposedly gonna be able to like fit a bunch of stuff in it.
And you carry around.
I could carry around things, but I just thought it would be nice. It's one of those things where it's like, I wouldn't buy this for myself, so I might as well add it to like my Christmas list of like someone else can get me this. And
what do you envision carrying around?
I've seen people put like fit laptops in there, so like it could. Dang.
Why? Would you bring a laptop somewhere?
Maybe if we go to a coffee shop, you know. I don't have more reasons for you. Because my Lululemon belt bag, it does wonders. I use that 99% of the time. But I just thought, you know, on the rare occasion I need something bigger, I don't have like a casual one. This is basically like I feel like a belt bag in purse form. And I also was kind of like, do I get like a pop of color, because they have a bunch of different options and patterns, but I did just decide on like the black one was what I listed on my Christmas list, because I felt like at the end of the day I just wanted to stick to the neutrals.
Next it is thing. So tempting to like get something that's like a pop of color though, because I see people I saw a girl today getting ready at the gym. She had a blue like puffer vest on that she wore over like a neutral outfit, and I'm like, that's cute.
No, I've kind of been like puffer vest like
no I like color. Want to get a puffer vest.
Yeah,
their trends go in and out of style so fast. Like puffer vests were in and then they're out and then they're in again and then they're out, now they're in again.
Or like even the Free People movement puffer we saw, like I kind of could dig that. Like it was kind of a crazy, like there's a bunch of colors on it, but like I kind of didn't hate it. We were at the mall yesterday walking around. So anyways,
catch us in a puffer vest. We didn't ask for that, we could probably get that ourselves. But gift cards. I have been a fiend for gift cards the past couple years because Starbucks, Barnes & Noble, those two places are constantly on my mind.
And they're constantly getting my money, so I might as well. And I'm not a big gift card person. Like, before I became such a regular at Barnes & Noble and Starbucks, like, I'd be just keeping and collecting gift cards all day long. But I know that I'm going to be using every single last cent on both of those gift cards. So those are good, because then it's just guaranteed money savings. This next one is like, I do not need this, but I put it on my Christmas list anyways because I don't care. And I left the judgment call up to my mom, because this is who I sent my list to. If you're on TikTok, because I feel like that's where this brand is like getting the most recognition, there's a clothing brand called Odd Muse, and they have just like such sophisticated, well thought out, well designed, flattering pieces. And specifically, I like fell in love with like the dresses that they have on there. They do have some like basics as well, but I kind of felt like if I was gonna get something from here, like it should be one of the things that I like fell in love with in the first place. So I linked three options for dresses. They have like a cap sleeve is like the one that's like the most popular, I feel like. Do I have, like, I have no idea in what world or where I'm going to be wearing something like this if I get it. Specifically this dress. The other one, the other two I linked, I feel like I could find something for. But I just can't help it. I love how it looks. And it's one of those things where it's kind of like, it's Christmas. Like, if someone wants to get me it, like, then I don't have to say I wasted my money on something. But I worded it on here as like, these are expensive and I don't know where I would wear this, so it is not a must have. The other dress was the Ultimate Muse Pearl Trim Mini Dress in black. And then I also linked the Ultimate Muse Sleeveless Dress with Additional Belts in white. So I just was like, if you go on their website, like,
so everything satisfying.
Just looks so nice.
Next thing on my list, which I don't think I'm getting this for Christmas, because I also kind of told my mom, I was like, I might get this for myself, because I'm still debating, like, what exactly I want, but a trench coat. I don't have any nice,
I had listed a camel coat, which, like, essentially the same thing, but, like, I feel like I want something, like, a little more casual, which I feel like the camel coat, like,
yeah,
gives that.
Like, I think we've already mentioned, there have been, like, a couple of weddings or just, like, nicer events we've gone to in, like, the fall and winter.
And you at least have, like, you have something, but it's probably just not your favorite anymore.
Yeah.
It's from, like, Boohoo. You had it, like, a couple years ago.
It doesn't fare very well at this point. But, like, it's embarrassing when you're, like, I'm going to somewhere, like, nice, and I have this nice outfit on. But like, my outerwear looks like I'm going skiing.
Yeah. I, like, have come to the same realization, except Sierra has that one set of coat that she can wear, and I have had not that. So I listed it as something that I think I should get. So, yeah. And it does not need to be an expensive thing. Like, the one I linked was, like, fairly reasonably priced when, like, you can easily get them for, like, $200+. But I would not be wearing it that often. So, I have been wanting to get more sweatpants that are, like, wide leg, as I was just talking about. But the ones I specifically linked because I had tried them on and because it's Christmas. So, like, I kind of want, like, an elevated version if I'm asking for it. Lululemon's Soft Stream fabric, like, I really like, but I don't have anything in said fabric, so I asked for a pair of the sweatpants that are just wide leg in that fabric, and I'm hoping that I like them and they're nice and comfortable and everything and more that I've dreamed of.
Next thing on my list is a colorful scarf. I just feel like everywhere on Pinterest and like
the pops
everywhere.
Of color, like, it is the season of just like pops of color.
Yeah. And I also don't know, like, what the fabric is that, like, all of these scarves are that people are wearing, but, like, do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's, like, it almost looks like a rough, like, fabric. I could probably, like, literally go on my Pinterest right now and find that style scarf. But it's on my list. I just keep getting, like, it's, like, this style, almost.
Okay. There's, so, like, long, giant scarves.
Basically. Not super picky with, like, where I would get it from or, like, what specific color, but I want some.
Next thing I've been wanting, I honestly, like, part of me was, like, I could have, like, probably linked a million things for this, but I also feel like I need to just, like, buy stuff myself because I know what I'm gonna like or not like. But, like, workout attire, I need to just, like, get more workout, mostly tops.
I think I've been wearing the same four tops.
And so I specifically linked one in, like, that was on Aerie. It was, like, the Aerie Real Me low-key long-line sports bra. And Aerie actually has, like, some pretty good stuff now. And, like,
I feel like I'm having a crisis of what I like to wear when I work out.
Yeah.
Like, I have still just been wearing, like, the same, like, my go-to workout uniform for 3 or 4 years at this point has been leggings, tennis shoes, and then, like, a cropped workout tank top. And for whatever reason, I'm just like, I can't do it anymore.
What are you planning
on wearing?
But I don't
know what I want.
What are you planning on wearing?
Because I don't like wearing shorts when I work out. So it's still probably
leggings. I sometimes
do,
but, like, it needs to be summer.
And, like, I don't know.
And also, like, the shorts that I like, here's the issue. The shorts that I do like are, like, the, what's it called? Like, the petal, the tulip. I was like, what's the side called? The tulip style shorts where it's, like, kind of, like, they're not connected front and back and it, like, has, like, a little slit on the side. They're very cute, but the issue is, like, wearability, like, especially if you're outside, if the wind is blowing,
your, like, whole butt is out.
Well, like, the undergarment of, like, your shorts that you're wearing, you're just, like, wearing underwear basically. So, like, it's kind of hard to be like, oh, I feel comfortable walking around when they're blowing everywhere, but I like how they look the most. And then also, like, inside, obviously no wind, but if I'm laying down, like, doing abs or something, they're falling, like, right down, where it's the same issue of, like, just, I'm hardly wearing shorts right now. So it's an issue, and I don't know the solution to that. I think the solution would be having those same style shorts, but then like, and my balance shorts. Ones are like that too. So like I feel more comfortable wearing those because they have like just actual shorts on for spandex underneath. But the ones where it's like underwear underneath, I'm like, I can't do this.
Anyway, I don't know what shirt style I'm looking for because I don't like wearing t-shirts.
I was just thinking today, I was like, I can't believe we used to work out in t-shirts. Like, we did that through high school and like freshman year of college, and I just like, I can't imagine if I showed up to the gym in a t-shirt to like work out, like I'd feel so uncomfortable. But things change. Here's when I start to, my actual list kind of like dwindles, and then I started coming up with some more stuff just to mention in the episode today. I also sent in like a phone case because I've had this one for quite a while.
I also have a phone case on my list.
Case, yeah, you inspired me.
Case Defy has such cute like little book inspired bookish phone cases.
That's the one I linked.
Oh, is it?
Is that one you linked?
I think so. I think the mom's probably not even getting that for me because I don't even think I knew like what color or whatever that I wanted, and you can like customize it a lot. I will never get like a non-Case Defy case at this point. Like, I trust Case Defy so much. Yours is not Case Defy right now, right?
No.
Anyway, I just, my current case I think I've had for like 2 or 3 years.
Really? It's been that long?
I think so. We ordered it. I don't know. I think I ordered it, I guess we were still on campus. And so it would have been at the latest that I ordered it, like May of 22. So, like, almost 2 years at least. I don't know. I love it, but the stickers, my case, if you don't know what it is, it's a red translucent case with a bunch of Coca-Cola stickers on it. It was in a celebration of their I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke campaign. So it had, like, a bunch of stickers with, like, phrases from that. But it is, like, worn. Mm-hmm. Look at that. And so I feel like I just probably need a new case at some point. It's funny, though, because I think that every time someone sees this case, they think that I like made it myself, and I'm like, no, I paid someone to do this. It was expensive, probably. So I like the book one that I saw in Case Defy.
Next, I kind of was like, I struggle with like figuring out when I'm buying new shoes, like what shoes to get or like what kind of like the shoes of the season are, even though I know like I shouldn't just base what I like off of trends, but like I genuinely like I don't know how to style myself, so I kind of need some sort of guidance. I haven't bought any new shoes this year, but I like, if I were, the ones I'm like most on the lookout for are like a pair of like casual tennis shoes that are more like New Balance, or Sierra has like her waffle knit debuts, but I don't want like the same shoes, so I don't know. I've kind of been looking at like New Balance has some cute ones, or I even like, here's the thing, I really like when I see other people wearing like the Adidas, they're not Sambas I don't think, but there's like a popular shoe right now that people are getting, and like they usually get like a pop of color, like green is popular, or I've seen like blue or red, and it's like I love that, but also like it's a pop of color and like that's a commitment, so I don't know if I would be able to do that. So that's been something I've kind of been on the lookout for. I also feel like just like boots, I would like to have like a boot that looks good, but like I don't know what looks good, and I don't
like
know
how the to boots style that stuff. I have right now. I was just talking to Megan, other stuff too, this is not on my list, but stuff that I've been looking into, a black mini skirt, but like mini, it's like short but not like, you know, a mini skirt, just like the basic black skirt that I feel like everyone sees on Pinterest, and then like those fake fleece tights where it's like it looks like you're just wearing tights but it's actually like fleece lined. Because I would need to be warm. Warmth above all. And then boots. I, like, could not find a good example when I was trying to show Megan, like, what boots that I was looking at. But, like, black, mid-calf, kind of, like, more tight on the calf, and, like, a mix between utility style
are you,
like, and, like,
are
heel.
You coming up with this on your own, or have you seen
boots like this?
No, I've
seen boots like this.
Okay.
I just couldn't see any Dillard's yesterday.
I feel like I always struggle with, like, and I, it's not like I've tried, like, a million boots on, like, because I've generally, like, don't know an outfit where I'd wear, like, knee-high boots. But on, like, the rare occasion that, like, you know, I just feel like boots, like, look weird on me. Like, I don't know.
Things that look weird on us, because we were just talking about hairstyles. I desire to be the person that, like, wears their hair differently and can, like, throw it half down or, like, throw it, like, do some funky braid. I can't do that anyway, so, like, I can't braid. But, like, there are things that I would probably be capable of doing, and then I can't tell if it's just that I'm not doing them well enough that, like, yeah, I shouldn't wear that, or if I'm just too in my head about, like, oh, I'm not someone that, like, it's the thing of, you know, oh, they can tell I don't wear baseball hats
yes.
like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they can all tell that I don't normally slick my hair back like this. That's what I'm nervous about.
It's so funny. And then I also kind of have been wanting to get, like, a new pair of winter boots, because the boots I currently have, I made a mistake, and I put the, like, toe warmers that stick into your boots, and they will not come out. They are stuck in there, so it's just not the most comfortable to wear them at this point. And I kind of just don't love the boots anymore either. So, I kind of like the, like, little shoes that look like they're, like, little puffer coats on your feet. But I haven't, like, bought any or, like, decided, like, oh, I'm going to get this pair of shoes. But tentatively, maybe something like that.
The other, like, the only last thing that I have on my list was just, like, more fall and winter sweaters. I actually saw a TikTok that I think I liked where someone was showing, like, Old Navy having some good fall winter sweaters, so I was like, maybe I should go to Old Navy at some point and get some. So I just feel like every winter and fall, when it's like starting to get cold out, I'm like, oh, like, what if I wanted to, like, dress cute, which is still not that often, but, like, sometimes you do, and then I'm like, I don't have anything besides sweatshirts. Mm-hmm. So I started to accumulate more appropriate fall and winter wear.
I have two more items on my list. I've kind of been seeing more ads and just, like, people talking about Skims more again, and I kind of am interested in, like, either they're, like, basics or, like, PJ type of outfits. So I don't know. I specifically was going to maybe get one of their, like, cotton tank tops, because, like, as much as I love my white Abercrombie tank top, I just been curious to, like, see a different style, or, like, my Abercrombie tank top is, like, low-key turning blue, and I need something, like, fresher, whiter. I could probably, like, bleach it. And Abercrombie does not make those tank tops anymore, which blows my mind, because, like,
oh, really?
Those are good tank tops. So I've heard good things about Skims and, like, their basics, so I feel,
you know,
like,
tank top style I really like that I still, like, I don't own one like this, but, like, the thick, like, neckline and, like, tank top line where it's, like, you know what I'm about, where it's, like,
I kind of
curved here, high neck, and then curved here. And,
see, like, I'm, like, it's 90% of the time I like a square Aaron neck. So
the other day.
And then last thing, this was, like, popping off on my TikTok For You page, and probably because I kept, like, watching the videos and, like, looking into it. And then I kind of, like, looked at, like, YouTube stuff, and I wasn't sure if it was as good as it seemed like it is on TikTok. But I'll mention it anyways because I'm still intrigued. The Amika Hot Roller Brush. It's just, like, basically, like, those blow-drying, like, brushes that, like, you blow-dry to blow out your hair. It's basically, like, not a blow-dryer, and it's just, like, hot, but there's still, like, bristles on it.
Is it, like, what Grandma has?
Kind of. That's what it reminds me of. We're just making circles now. But, like, people that use it, like, it really seems, like, good. I feel like even if I, like, blow my hair out, like, normal, it could kind of, like, freshen it up either the next day or, like, zhuzh it up on, like, dry hair already. So I don't know. I'm kind of debating on if I would be interested in having something like that.
Have you seen, this has been all over my TikTok, and it's, like, I think it's on the TikTok shop, people are calling it the Blair Waldorf dress?
No.
Okay. Well, you'll have to look it up, because I feel like it's popping up all over, and so I'm just, like, waiting for, like, everyone's eventually Christmas and Thanksgiving outfits are going to be, like, this TikTok dress.
That'd be funny.
I
will look it up so I can keep my eye out.
The other thing that we didn't talk about was that Iowa had their football game, and they won the Big Ten West. Mm,
yeah.
So unless you had any other Christmas things to talk about, we could finish up with that and then potential bowl game talk.
So, I mean, obviously at the end of the day, I'm always rooting for Iowa and I want our team to win. I recognize that we sometimes don't do so in the most conventional ways, and, like, we are not an objectively good football team. But nonetheless, we are 9-2. And we have one more game left in the regular season, and we have officially, since the Big Ten separates it out into East and West, and the West is arguably, like, the much easier division, we got lucky, or, you know, rightfully so, I don't know. We have solidified our spot in the Big Ten championship game, which is either going to be versus Michigan or Ohio State. So we will probably lose by a lot, but we'll have made it there.
Yeah. Meg and I already talked. We are not going to the championship game. We went, you know, 2 years ago and thinking that we would maybe have a chance of winning.
And it was
an absolute blowout. Close. And this time I just imagine it's going to be so much worse.
Yeah.
Although it was 42-3 was that the score?
Yeah.
It can't, like, in my heart, I'm like, it can't be worse than that.
I'm kind of like, I just don't see how it could be worse.
But I think that either of those teams that we play should, in theory, be better than Michigan was that time, and we are worse than we were.
So, like, how could it be better? I don't know.
We'll watch from TV.
Yeah. But we were kind of toying with the prospect of maybe going to a bowl game just because, like, obviously not an even matchup for the Big Ten championship game. It just isn't. But the bowl game, in theory, should be. And it also would be, like, to a hopefully more fun location. So, who knows? Maybe if it's somewhere fun, interesting, we could probably make it work with our work schedules. And I'm kind of like, at the end of the day, like, I need to live my life. If I want to go do something, you know, I want to make it work with working.
You want to say where the potential, like, theoretical matchups that were most likely?
It could always end up being none of these. But when I looked today, the most probable options seem to be either Tampa, Orlando, or Las Vegas, which are all places that, like, I would consider going. It could be none of those places, but
anywhere that's warmer than here,
right?
I will consider it.
So yeah, we'll see if that ends up being something coming up on our places to travel to soon. Otherwise, I think that's kind of it.
Hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. I'm glad that we were able to record a full-length episode with the cooperation of Vegas. Hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, make sure you give this video, if you're watching the video, you can give the video a thumbs up. If you're listening on Spotify or Anchor or wherever, make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you know when new episodes come out. You can follow us on Instagram at according to, no numbers, only letters, and you can partake in future Q&As like this.
Mm-hmm. We will talk to you guys next Thursday. Bye.